Okay, today's daf is Pesachim daf Mem Gimel, and we're going to talk a little bit about mitzvah aseh shazman grama, and specifically women and the mitzvah of matzah, specifically, and then we'll branch out a little bit to other things as well. So we know these dafim here are about the mitzvah of matzah. The perek started off on yesterday's daf with a list of items that are not fully chametz for some reason, taroves chametz and chametz noksha, those two categories of items, meaning real chametz, but it is mixed in, taroves chametz, or inferior chametz, chametz noksha, something that is not roi lachila in the normal way. That was the beginning. And then the last line of the Gemara, last line of the Mishnah said, Hare k'zeh aklal, kol shu min dagan, hare zeh over b'pesach. Whatever is an example of a min dagan, a type of grain, so then one violates on Pesach, hare elu ba'asara, ve'ein bahen mishum kares. These are alav, but they don't get kares. So the Gemara analyzes that last line. The Gemara is a machlokes here between Rav Yehuda and Rav Nachman, who is the opinion that chametz, dagan, gomar, adei tarobes, and noksha are alav. So we had a machlokes Rav Nachman and Rav Yehuda. So in that context, the Gemara brought up towards the bottom of Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, that what do we learn out from Kol Machmetzes Lo Sochelus? The Gemara quotes one opinion, that's the one that's born for us now, Ahumi Baile Larabo Ses Hanashim. That's to include women, for the mitzvah. Says the Gemara, really? Nashim, Midrav Yehuda Marav Nafka. You learn that from Yehuda Marav. What do you need a special limit to include women? Damar of Yehuda Marav Achein Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael, Amar Kra Ish O Isha Ki Yasu Mikol Chatos Adam. Right, the pasuk says in Bamidbar, men and women, if they do a sin, Hishra Kazav Ish La Isha or Isha La Ish L'Chal Onshin Shabbat Torah. Men and women are exactly equal for all onshim. Rashi Mikan Shanashim Chayav Osal Kol Lo Osase Shabbat Torah. Shrei Onshin Malkos, every Lo Osase. Remember the Mishnah in Kiddushin. Women on men are included in all Lo Osases, even Zman Gromas, with three exceptions. Right, Bal Takif, Bal Tashchis, and the Isser of Tumas Kohen. But besides those three specific ones, women are included in all Lo Osases in the Torah. So what do you need to include them here in the Isser of Chametz? The Gemara says, Itzrich, no, you might have thought otherwise. Why? In the Mishnah, with the Pasuk, we have a comparison between Chametz and Matzah. So we might have thought, Kol sheyeshno b'kum achol Matzah, yeshno b'pot achol Chametz. Whoever is included in the Mitzvah of Matzah is included in the Isser of Chametz. Vahani nashi, hol v'lesnu b'kum achol Matzah, tahavi l'mitzvah shezvan grama, and matzah, theoretically, conceptually, we would have thought women are pturos from, because it says van grama, and chametz is compared to that. Eimo v'atocho chametz ami lesnu. So I might have thought they're also not included in chametz. Kamash v'lan, we don't say that. Kamash v'lan, we don't say that they're excluded. So again, this is not a maskana that women are pturos from matzah. But the Gemara says, Mahavamina, because matzah is man grama, and chametz is compared to matzah in the pasik, hekish, so just like matzah, they maybe are pturos, so to chametz, kamash v'lan, that's why we need the pasik to include them. Says the Gemara of Yashu, the Shabbat Luhu Mibato Chal Chametz, is Rabbi Namarachilas Matzah, and once we include them for chametz, then go backwards. Even though the Havamina was to patur them, once we know they're included for chametz, so we include them for matzah as well. Ki Rabbi Elazar, Dom Rabbi Elazar, Nashim Chayavos, Bachilas Matzah, Dvar Torah. Like we know, women are obligated, midaraisa, in the mitzvah of matzah, Shene'emar, because of this same limud. The Havamina was to have it connect, compare them to exempt, and the maskana is to compare them to obligate. Shnemer lo socha lo chametz, kol sheyeshno v'balto chol chametz, yeshno b'achilas matzah. As we have in various other contexts in halacha, where we have a lo sase and a se compared. V'hani nashti nami hol v'yeshno v'balto chol chametz, yeshnon v'kum achol matzah. Women are included in the Isra of chametz, so they're included in the mitzvah of matzah as well. Just before we get into the sugya, there's an interesting Chashuke Chemed. Rav Zilberstein notes on this line of the Gemara that they tell a story about Baron Rothschild, that he showed Rav Shlomo Mibabov, the Bava of a Rebbe, his house, and he showed him that he had a dira miuchedes lepesach, Hashem olam l'nichnos b'chametz. He had a special house that there was never chametz in, and that's what he used on Pesach. And the Admar was not in his palm mikach. And he says, b'derech tzachus, kol sheyeshno b'kum achol matzah, you can't eat chametz in that house, so then maybe in this matzah is not muhuderes. Only in a bayishem motziim mimenu es a chametz, so maybe achilas matzah shalom muhuderes. So he quotes this idea that maybe only in a world of chametz that you clean, so then we would say that is a place to be to do the mitzvah of matzah. Then he continues, Shem Tarchal Nakosis Hadira Shadarba Kol Hashanah Mechametz Yishlo Schar Gadol Mashenkin Kasher Yishlo Dirim Yuchedes LePesach V'Sogeres Dirasol Shochametz V'Nechlas Diras Matzah Lo Kol Tircha. So maybe it wouldn't be Mehuderes. Okay, but either way, back to our sugyas. The Gemara here has a Havamina that women would be not obligated in the Losas of Chametz because they would be pturos from the mitzvah of matzah. The Tosfos already asks on top. Tosfos says, what's the Havamina to compare it in this way? We have a general Mida that says when you have a choice whether to compare something l'chumra u l'kula, you compare it l'chumra. Right? Tema l'ri. Hechisaka tadech l'midrashachi es tosfas. Adarabba. Ivcha yesh l'idrash to l'chumra makshinan. Right? What's the havamina? The havamina, you always go l'chumra. So therefore, what exactly is the shita of the Gemara that has a havamina l'kula? This yesod of L'chumra Makshinan is discussed by Rav Yosef Engel and the other Achronim, but if you look on the Asman Darais and Klal Yurches, he discusses this. He starts off quoting from the Prima Gadim in the Psicha Kolelos, where the Prima Gadim wonders about this Yesod of L'kula L'chumra Makshinan. Kasav, Tehadakayim B'lan L'kula L'chumra Makshinan, Hainu Rak Misafik. Is that a Din Safik? You don't know what to do, so go L'chumra. Ukechol Safik Darais L'chumra. Is that it? Avalanosh Malkus Omisas Bezdin E. F. Shalanosh Bikoachze? You would never give an onish based on this principle of the Chumra Makshinan, because it's only a limud mitam suffik. Is that how you understand it? Or do you say, no, it's a din vadai, it's a midah hibatora. It's a midah. This is whenever you have a choice, l'chumra makshinan, it's a din vadai. So says Rabbi Yosef Engel, kfar tamu achronim, bazeh. What's his suffix? Mishas Yevamas, beginning of Yevamas, in Kedushin Daf Samaches, Tosfos quotes it, Baba Kama Daf Gimel, that Tosfos says, the Rabbeinu Tam says, midah hibatora, loshna be'isura, v'loshna be'mamona. So you see, it's a mida, it's a mitam vandai. Umoelas afil lohozi mamon. So Kedarka Bakodesh, he quotes many studim on both sides and many gemaras all over the place relating to this idea. Yeshli katlavi gamkin kat mekama mekomos rayas demuchachi dal lachumra kshinan havi mitam vandai v'lo mitam savig dal raisa lachumra. Right, so he says, so he even starts to just do the first one. Right, the first one, the second one, Tosfos in Tzvachim Daf Nun Zayin, he quotes, Yesh Lanu Lilmod Bechor Mitoda, She'inechal Rak L'Yom Belayla, V'lo Mishlamim, you could bear Bechor from Toda, that it only could be eaten day and night, and you don't learn it from Shlamim, that could be eaten day and night day. Why? One day is L'chumra Makshinan. So one second, that's a chumra, yeah, to limit it, but then you're going to bring, Havad, you're going to leave over the karbanos, and though you might have come to eat it, you're going to burn it. V'yavagad yistabev mizekula gamkein, sharayim yivater, mipsara bachar, achra yom alayla yisarev. V'yokal zemrinu l'chumra makshinan. Right, so that shows that it's a din vaday. Or it was Tosfos we had a couple weeks ago, Tosfos Psachim Lachamed Beis, where Tosfos discusses that you bechayev a karbon for me'ila, in a certain case, because l'chumra makshinan, even though there's a chshash of chulin ba'azara. And he quotes other examples, obviously, as well. But either way, this is behind Tosfos. So Tosfos says, what's the Gemara talking about here? About basmi l'kula, it should be l'chumra makshinan. So Tosfos has two answers. V'yomari, de'salka taitach, de'orche, de'kra, de'seifa, mefarish l'resha. Usually, when you have a pasuk, the end of the pasuk is explaining the first half of the pasuk. Mishamachi amrinan, de'bachilas matzah, toli, de'chsiva basof. So maybe it says here, don't eat chametz, eat matzah. So that's why we assume that the second half of the pasuk is explaining the first half of the pasuk. Chametz applies by matzah. So only those who are chayav in matzah have to eat chametz, are not allowed to eat chametz. So that's number one. So that's why you would say, even though you would usually say l'chumra makshinan, but where the pasuk is formulated as such, so you would do the opposite. So that's a textual issue. But then Tosfos says, V'yod yesh lomar, t'hacha yesh lidrosh yoser heter l'nashim. There's a reason, there's a weighted side, right? L'kula. Why? Mishum de'gzira shava de'tesva michaga sukkis. You already have another mitzvah, sukkis, which women are pturos from, and you have a gzira shava of tesvav, tesvav, to include others, to say they have a chiv to eat kezayis in the sukkah on tesvav, tishrei, because you compare it to matzah on tesvav, nisan, vavi miftri mi matzah, kemo mi sukkah, de pater lubehedya v'perka yashan, mea lachal moshi v'sinai. So you know they're pater from sukkah, so they're pater from sukkah, so that's what you would have thought, they're pater from matzah. And if you have a choice, whether the kula or the chumra, because of this other tzad to compare it to, so that's why you would say they would be putter in this regard also. Okay, second answer. If you look in the third answer, a third pshat is in the Tosfos Rashba. The Tosfos Rashba right here quotes that you wouldn't say l'chumer makshinan in this regard because there would also be a kula that might come out of it. Tema, asks the Tosas Rashba. Heicha deisek adayta lemeimar, heichach yadrabe, ifka sakadaytach. Tekosh yeshto batocha chamez yeshto, bukum achol matzah. Teicha digal akshiri l'chumer l'kula l'chumer makshinan. Vi omer riva, dahai dino lo shayich bedover sheish bo karis. You can't say l'chumer makshinan in a context of karis. Why? The shayach be karban. Because whenever there's a chiv karis, there's a chiv karban b'shogeg, shelo yavi chulul ma'azara. So here you're going to say, l'chumer makshinan, and therefore say they're chayiv and chametz. Chametz is an iser karis, and then if you do it b'shogeg, they're going to have to bring a karban? But what do you mean? Maybe it's chulul ma'azara. Meaning that shows, obviously, that it's only a din safik, not a din vaday, as Rabbi Yosef Engel was just talking about. But that's his limit. You never say l'chumer makshinan, where there's, you're talking about iser karis, chulun bazara. V'neima l'rebi da'ika manta amar chulun bazara lav da'araisahu. And then Nira l'rebi says, maybe not. The second day doesn't like this because maybe chulun bazara is not an iser da'araisa, therefore it would be good enough. V'od, and he quotes a context in the beginning of Yivamis on Davches, which compares it l'chumer makshinan, even though there is a carbon and a chiyav chatas there. So then he likes the second answer, and that is the other two answers that Tosfos quotes. Right, so Adam should the Orchei the Karl is safe from a farish Lareisha, and then of a Odiy Shlomar Yosef lifter Nashim Mishum Kirushav the Chamisha Azim Mechagas Sukkos. So he quotes those two days of Tosis, but he has that extra one as well. The Maram Chalava here has similar. He says the Havamina would be to be Bekashra to Karban Pesach, and that also women are Pturos, and therefore that is the possibility. Tosis and Megillah, fine. This is all about our discussion of what would be the Havamina. Why would you compare it to matzah liftar? But if you look in Megillah, Tosfos asks, well, let's talk about matzah for a second. Why aren't they chayiv in matzah? Right? Why aren't they chayiv in matzah? We say they're part of their matzah. Maybe they should be chayiv in matzah because of the Gemara there. So, Megillah daf dalet. Afenoi, boso anes. We know the Gemara in three places has the sugya, the statement of Rabbi Shua ben Levi, that women are obligated, imik or Megillah, and dalet kosos, and Neiris Chanukah because of Afen Hoya Boso Anes. That's what the Gemara quotes. Tosfos discusses in a few places. Tosfos, the Rashbam, does that mean they were the instigators of the miracle or they were included in the Sakana, the danger? But Tosfos quotes there in Megillah Daf Dalet, why don't you use Afen Hoya Boso Anes to say that women are obligated in matzah? Right? Why is that? Why isn't fine? It's Zman Grama. But the other three are also Zman Gramas. So if Akasha says Tosfos, Gabi Matzah Yish Makshe, Lomali Akesha Tekoshi Yeshnova Baal Tochal Chamis, Yeshnova Kumachal Matzah, he quotes our Gemara. Why do you say that? Typically, Mitam Da Afen Hoya Boso Anes. And therefore, they should be obligated in Matzah. Right? And our Gemara has the Havamina that they should be Potter and should compare to Chamis. The opposite. Maybe they should be Chayiv in Matzah. Tosfos has two crucial days. Tosfos is number one, Vyesh Lomar. To Mishum Hai Taima, Lomachayiv Elamidrabanan. Ilav Mehekesha. Right? Even if you want to say Afen Hoya, would be obligated, only makes you chayiv midrabanan in a mitzvah, not mida oraisa. The hekish would say that they're patur from the mitzvah, and the afen hoya would say they're chayiv midrabanan, so that wouldn't help anyway to say that they're chayiv d'oraisa, and therefore we wouldn't say it. Number one. Number two, Tosfos says, fascinating, Rabbi Yosef ish Yerushalayim tirates. The fact that Tosfos gives another answer, the achronim assume, means that this second answer holds that Afenoi could even obligate Midaraisa. Could even obligate a mitzvah Midaraisa. Tosfos asks it by Sukkah also in Psachim. But later on. But Tosfos' second answer in the name of Rabbeinu Yosef is Yerushalayim. The Saka Daitoch Lamif Tere Migzei Rishav. The Tesvav the Chag HaSukkos. Kid the Pirashi Beperek Elu Overin. He quotes, he cross-references our Tosfos. Our Tosfos says, our Tosfos is explaining why there's a Havamina to compare it to Kula, to Matzah, right? The Gemara says, because you might have compared it to Sukkah. And therefore, just like Sukkah, so too Matzah, so too Chametz, right? So Tosfos says, maybe that's why you wouldn't have said Afenoi Boso Anes by Matzah either, because you would have compared it to Tesvav of Sukkos, and therefore, just like Sukkos your Pater, so too Matzah your Pater, and you wouldn't say Afenoyu Boso Hanes. That is Tosfos in the name of Rabbi Yosef Ish Yerushalayim, right? That relates, the fact that Afen Hoya might be able to obligate you on a Daraisa level, relates to the Chakira of the Achronim. The Briska Rav has this, the Griz has this in Menachas, in Erechin, on Dav Gimel, where the Gemara there talks about Afen Hoya Boso Anes, and the Griz has the question, how do you look at this principle. When we say afin hayu, we know women, let's say, how many steps are there? There's a mitzvah of Neiris Chanukah, for example. Then there's a patur of Zman Groma. So then, when we say afin hayu, does that remove the patur of Zman Groma? And then memela women have the same exachiv as men? Because afin hayu isn't a separate new mechayiv, independent, but it's just removing the patur of Zman Groma, and memela we go back to the original mitzvah. Or do you say no? The patur, the exemption stands. Zman Groma knocked out the mitzvah bi'ikaron of Neiris Chanukah. Now there's a new mechayiv of afein hayu bosu anes. Right? How do you look at it? Lamai nafkaminit. We may nafkaminit. Is it the same mitzvah? Does afein hayu say the same mitzvah? Remember the machlokas we shown him by Megillah? Are women obligated in shmias a Megillah or kriyas a Megillah? Machlokas, bahag, tosfas. So again, that issue could be about. How do you look at afein hayu? But that's the chakira of the Briska Rav. Yesh lehistapek. Im apirish dimitam zeh leka behu ptura de mitzvah seishas van grama. It removes the ptur. The din zed, the mitzvah that is my grandma, shayach af a mitzvah drabanan. Because even my mitzvah drabanan, you have this ptur. Umemelo nechalu b'chiyuv at the kriyas of Megillah, hanomar ba'anashim. Oh, du chiyuv miyuchad l'anashim. Mitam zed, afinei boso anes. What's the nafgamina that the Briska Rav says? Eved Kanani. Eved Kanani. Deim nashim nechalu b'chiyuv at the kriyas of Megillah, hanomar la'anashim. If we see it's just removing the ptur, and they're obligated in the ikar adin, same king. Gam avadim memela chayavim. So avadim also, because avadim always have the same status as the women in terms of mitzvah zaseh zman grama. V'leka behu p'tur, the mitzvah zaseh zman grama. Avalim be'emes gam atah ikar behu p'tur, the mitzvah zaseh zman grama. But if you want to say that even now there's a tour, v'raku din chiyiv meyuchad l'nashim mitam da'afin ha'yivo so'aneis, but now it's a new chiyiv independent. Ibkein ha'ru din chiyiv meyuchad lehem. It's a new chiyiv, aval avadim haju latinam, u'p'tur mitim mitzvah zaseh zman grama. But evakanani would be potter because the mitzvah zaseh zman grama. So that chakira could be the nafkamina is evakanani, nafkamina could be the Bahag and Tosfos about Shmiyas HaMegillah, Kriyas HaMegillah, or it could be the 2 days in the Tosfos that we just read. The 2 days about how do you look at Afein Hayu? Is it only Mechayev Yui Durabanan, right, and that's why they wouldn't be Mechayev Yui and Matzah, or do you say no? Even if it's Daraisa, but you have the Gzira Shav of Tesvav, Tesvav, to Pater. Okay, but anyway, those are two answers why we wouldn't Mechayev them in Matzah. Because of Afein Hayu, A, it only would make them Mechayev Durabanan, two, because of the Sukkah connection. If you look there in the Megillah, in the Hagos Mordechai, in Tuf Shin Pei, if you look in the Mordechai there, let me just find it if I can. If you look in Tuf Shin Pei in Meseches Megillah, says the Hagos Mordechai here, Yeshla, he asked it about Sukkah and Matzah. Interesting. V'yem Tomar, you nashim chayavas b'sukkah. Shavin ha'boso anez ta'an ane ha'kavid. V'chein yu chayavas b'matzah mitam zeh. U'matzah rachatam, di'chod yeshna, v'bal to'ochal chamez, yeshna, b'kum achol matzah. Right, why do you need that limud of the hekesh? Say it's just afin hayu. V'yeshlomar, to lo amrinat ha'tayma el b'milsa d'rabanan k'gon megillah v'chanukah v'dalat kosos. Not what Tosfos says. The first day of Tosfos was that we can only be mechayev yidrabanan, meaning it could apply to a mitzvah daraisa, but it can only be mechayev yidrabanan, which is not good enough. The hekesh gets you chayev daraisa. But the Mordechai is saying, no, it only applies by mitzvah darabanan. It's a principle that only would apply to mitzvah darabanan. Af heinoyu. The three mitzvahs, Neiris Chanukah, Dalat Kosos, and Mikra Megillah. So it only applies to mitzvah darabanan, and that's why it wouldn't apply by matzah or sukkah. Finally, the last answer, again, Tosfos gives two, Dagos Mordechai, and finally, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. They quote this in a number of sources. Maybe Afein Hayu only applies to specific mitzvahs. It doesn't apply to every mitzvah where there happened to be a nes. It only applies to mitzvahs that have as their essence Persume Nisa. Matzah reminds us of a nes. Sukkah reminds us of a nes, but it's not Persume Nisa. How do you know Persume Nisa? How do you know if it's a mitzvah Persume Nisa or not? Is there a special bracha? Mikra Megillah, Neiris Chanukah, have Sha'asa Nisim Lavosenu. Right, so that reflects that the mitzvah inherently is mitzvah Persume Nisa. Dalad Kosos has Asher Ga'alanu. So if it's a mitzvah Persume Nisa, that's why you could apply the principle of Afein Hayu Boso Anes. But if it is not, it happens to be a nes that reminds us of a nes, so then that's not a place where we would apply Afein Hayu. Right, this also comes up in another mitzvah, Lechem Mishnah. Lechem Mishnah, are women obligated in Lechem Mishnah? So Rabbi Natam says, yes, Rabbi Natan quoted in the Ramban and the Ran and Masechta Shabbos, Afein Hayu Boso Anes. They were included in the Nes of the Mon. And the Ramban and the Ran quote this and they say, what do you need that for? Ain't Sarech, right? It says in Brachas Davchav, Zachar B'Shamar, Kosh Yeshno B'Shamar, Yeshno B'Zachar. That includes women in all mitzvahs of Shabbos. So you don't need a special svara of Afein Hayu Boso Anes. There's a fascinating tshuva of Elvacha Shlomo, Shlomo Kluger, Simen Kuf Yodalit. He is trying to defend the minhag of why women are not so makbid on Lechem Mishnah, and he says, well, Machlokas, Rabbeinu Tam and the Ran, Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu the Ramban, and there are issues with each one. Rabbeinu Tam says, Afein Hoyu, but maybe Afein Hoyu should only apply to certain mitzvahs. And maybe the only one is an imminent danger of a chulu. And maybe Zachar v'Shomer, maybe that should only apply to Kiddush. It shouldn't apply to outside of Kiddush. That's where the context of the Gemara is. Zashav Chayavos v'Kiddush Hayom. So because each one has a problem, so that's why maybe that's where the minhag comes from, that they don't do it. Rav Avach Yosef and Yechav Adas and Dav Chafei laughs at this. What are you talking about? Everybody agrees that women are obligated to Lecha Mishnah. The Machlokas is, why? You're going to tell me because each reason has an issue, so they're going to be Pturos? Nobody says that. But according to Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, the whole question doesn't get off the ground either, because it's not a mitzvah inherently of Pursume Nisa, and therefore you wouldn't say it there. Tosfos also here, we're not going to get into it. Tosfos discusses why women are not obligated in tzitzis. Why do you compare it to shatnez? Just like they're obligated in shatnez, they're obligated in tzitzis. So Tosfos asks that question. Just Marm Chalavik is an amazing answer. He says, tzitzis is about as a chart and it's called mitzvos Hashem. They're not obligated in all mitzvos Hashem. So therefore, they can't be obligated in tzitzis. Okay, we'll stop here.